Hey y'all, this week's episode of The Read is brought to you by The Rap Life. The Rap Life was started to inspire creativity and self-expression in women. They are beautiful, I mean absolutely gorgeous head wraps. You have to go over to their website, therap.life, and take a look at some of the designs, the prints. They have all kinds of stuff on this website. Seriously though, these head wraps are just so gorgeous, and I'm going through right now picking out the ones that I want. Whether your twist out isn't ready yet, or if you're secretly deep conditioning, or if your hair is just all braided up and twisted up and you still want to go outside and run around like me, that is me all the time. There are so many different reasons to use The Rap Life. With one of their gorgeous wraps, you can express your personal style and instantly achieve a regal look. If you're new to rapping, The Rap Life has plenty of tutorials on their website to get you started, and we are giving you 10% off on your first purchase. Again, go to therap.life, that's therap.life. Get you something gorgeous to put on your hair. Use promo code TheRead at checkout to get 10% off, and let's keep going.
Today's episode of The Read is also being brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace powers millions of websites across hundreds of industries for folks like you. So if you want to sell tea or bags or creams, then you can do that on a powerful, sexy website with these folks right here. It doesn't matter what you need. And you can start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ, R-E-A-D, that's us, to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com, offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. Try them out, and let's start the show. There goes the hair. Where is Harry Truman? He's dead in the ground. He's dead in the ground. He's dead. There goes the hair. Where is the hair? Here is Harry Truman. He's dead in the ground. He's dead in the ground. He's dead.
What morbid child came up with that song?
No, it wasn't a child. It was someone's mom.
Oh, is another movie I don't get? Okay.
I would expect that you would know about this one.
Really?
How you knew about this before I did.
I did?
Yeah.
I knew about Harry Truman before you?
Girl, no. About where this song came from.
I did?
Yeah.
What? How?
Maybe you just didn't see that one.
Where is... Oh!
But you can't say where it's from, so...
Now I can't spoil it for everybody else.
Absolutely.
Okay,
not.
Now I get it. And yes, I do love that show. I was thinking movies. That's what tripped me off. But had I known...
Last week was TV, too.
It's fine.
I wish you didn't know that one.
Well, but because I don't watch Martin that much anymore, because it's not the 90s anymore, so...
Oh, although Martin has been in syndication since the 90s because it's just that sick.
What I really mean
much
by
like
that.
Like the Golden Girls, which has been in syndication ever since.
But
it
I
went
still
out
watch the Golden
the
Girls. The Golden Girls.
That's fine.
Has aged
but
well.
What I'm saying is that Martin still comes on syndication.
It does, and that's great.
Every night.
It does. That's
because
so fun.
It's still great.
And that's
and
fine.
Still funny.
That's I'm not arguing
and
with you about that.
Has aged just fine.
I'm just saying. As a grown black woman, I can't watch Martin without looking at him like he's out of his mind.
Either way, black excellence this week.
Amen.
So black excellence, because God is so good. Mm-hmm. Black excellence this week is going to go to the shows Queen Sugar on OWN and Atlanta on FX. So here's the thing. Last night there was just a decadent chunk of black television on.
Okay.
That was actually really great black television that Tyler Perry doesn't have anything to do with.
Amazing.
So I already
the strides
am on
being
their
made.
Side. Queen Sugar is directed by Ava DuVernay.
Mm-hmm.
And
that one's on my DVR. I didn't know Atlanta was coming on though, or else I would have DVR'd it too.
Okay, so I watched Atlanta first because I had been waiting for it longer. I've known about Donald Glover writing this show for like a while. So the fact that it was finally on, I was like, okay, I have to see it. But the, and plus it's a comedy and I love comedies, obviously. So that show is funnier than I thought it would be.
Okay.
Like, I open mouth cackled.
Really?
More than twice.
Okay.
So.
How long is it? An hour?
I think that an episode, a typical episode, is going to be 30 minutes because last night it was an hour, but it was two different. It was like episode one and two, I guess.
Okay, got it.
But I asked Twitter how they felt about it in Atlanta, and pretty much everybody said that they said it was incredibly accurate. There was a scene at J.R. Crickets.
I love J.R. Crickets.
Like, that was probably one of my favorite scenes. But then it's also kind of like a dark comedy because there are scenes that made me really uncomfortable.
Oh, yikes.
But then I realized it was supposed to make me uncomfortable. So there are kind of like some statements in there too that I thought were interesting.
I'm going to have to watch it before next week then.
But I did like it a lot. And then Queen Sugar was just a basket of tears. And I was like, of course, thanks a lot, Own. But it's really beautifully shot. And a lot of actors I really like are in it. And it's great to see Tara from True Blood still out here, you know, living and working and being
absolutely
black. So, if you guys want to see some good old black, unadulterated Negro television, bitch.
I can't wait to watch both of them.
That's where you go, because them shows were black. Woo! Especially Atlanta. I was like, if white people don't get it, they just don't get it.
Atlanta was blacker than Queen Sugar?
It was to me.
Wow. Okay. That's a bold one. I'm going to watch them.
It was to me. I just thought it was just.
But I think all of his writers are black, right? Well, that might be the same for Queen Sugar, too. That might be the truth for Queen Sugar.
I think for both of them.
Amen. Black people just doing it.
I was like, this is for us. Like, these shows were very specifically made for us, and everyone else can just get it or not. And that's what I loved. So
I'm going to check it out. I was busy last night, but definitely soon.
So this week in Shade and Full, oh God, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. Apparently, we can let's start with people on reality TV.
Okay.
Do you want to start with Love and Hip Hop or Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Okay, so I watched Love and Hip Hop.
Love in Atlanta?
Hollywood.
Okay.
Right? That's the one with Young Fizz and all them.
Young Fizz.
Yes. Young you know Fizz. Who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But Housewives of Atlanta, I didn't know was back on.
It's not back on yet.
Oh, okay. Well, let's start with the show I've seen. Let's start with Hollywood.
Well, this is one. We're talking about someone from Atlanta.
Oh, God. Ugh. Okay.
We're going to talk about Stevie J.
I love how every now and then somebody will tweet me and be like, I just came across the Stevie J episode of The Read and I don't know how y'all people always say that, like, how did y'all even survive that interview? Like, ugh, that nigga.
That was such a dreaded day.
What has Stevie J done?
Stevie J's been ordered to go to rehab.
Again? Oh, not Mona he Scott said, Young rehab?
No.
Not VH1 rehab, but like actual rehab?
Yeah, not the rehab with the boom mic, fucking swooping camera, and special effects, like the real one. So, apparently, he got into some trouble because he's failed to pay over $1 million in child support.
Sounds about right.
$1 million.
How many children has he not paid child support
on? The support of children.
Six or seven?
My God. Like, how do you even get...
Some of that has to be fees and interest. Some of that just has to be the government being petty.
Because at this... I don't believe... No. This doesn't add up to me.
You don't think so?
How many children... No, I'm saying I believe it. I'm saying, how many kids is it And how long have you been saying fuck it? Because
if it's $1 million, I'm thinking he's got at least 6 or 7 kids that he has not paid child support on since they were like 3 months old.
Because you also have to take into account like this person's income or net worth or whatever.
Right. And he was probably making those kids when he was getting Mariah checks and shit like that.
That's right.
These kids are probably all adolescents or teenagers now, and the mothers are fed.
Heartbreaker, you won't get the best of me. run those Peppa Pig coins.
Okay, bitch, immediately open your purse and find my money.
Them niggas must be applying to college by now.
I know you didn't think you was going to disappear off the scene for a while and then come back on a hugely successful reality show and still not give your baby mamas nothing.
So Jocelyn is running around here in neon pink fur.
Right, showing her booty hole on camera.
And this is the trouble you're going through? Like, that bitch would have had to just understand, look, I'm trying to stay free, okay, so I can continue to put these stripper boots on your fucking feet. So let me clear this debt first before you ask me for another thong.
So he's got $1 million in back child support.
She'll probably earn more money than he does by now.
And, well, if you take into account the debt, then probably so.
Right, because she just created her first one.
And what else did he do? What did he do? Wait a minute.
Oh, he got caught with some drugs.
Jocelyn just created her first what?
Oh, you didn't know Jocelyn's pregnant?
Shut up.
Jocelyn's been showing for a while, too. You got a computer in
front of you. Is this like the time she had that abortion on camera? Is it a pregnancy?
Wait, she'd had an Olivia Pope.
You don't remember that? It was like the first season that she and Stevie J were on, and that was her thing, that he was fucking with her and Mimi, and she got an abortion.
Why do they keep doing that on Love?
I don't. It's Mona's favorite storyline.
That feels like a really private thing to go through.
So, Jocelyn Hernandez is pregnant with a real live human
baby.
Yeah,
like she's apparently keeping this one.
Right. The thing is, though, was Jocelyn actually pregnant? Who knows? There's no...
Right. That's also something you have to take into
consideration. Right. All this shit is fake, and that could have also very well been fake.
Wow. But she has a child in there.
I see.
In there.
Yikes. And it belongs to Stevie J?
So just let's all just stretch our hands out to our iOS devices,
amen.
Android, whatever
amen.
You have.
Oh, no.
And just speak to the Lord that you know. And ask your Savior to just keep
to reach
this
down.
Child.
That's right.
Oh, God. Bless. We just ask that you bless. Just.
Have you seen her?
Bestow your favor.
What is she wearing? What is she wearing?
You know, like.
Oh, see.
Maternal thought wear is like a real
thing. It's
industry.
A real thing.
It's like a real thing. Like, there's no reason for you to be 8 months pregnant and still not be.
And feeling like
Instagram
you're anything
ready.
Less
right.
than a bad bitch.
So.
Where
you know,
is her? I know she has a shop.
For that.
I know she has a shop somewhere. Just look at this cheap ass lace. Oh my God.
That's going to be somebody's mama.
Some real
very
soon.
Soon.
Real soon. How did I not notice what's happening?
God bless it.
I know Mona heard about this pregnancy. Like, congratulations, bitch. You can stay on the cast. Looking for reasons to cut you hoes at this point.
And apparently it's not Stevie's, or that's what the streets are saying.
I'm sure that's part of the storyline.
Surprising. I don't even feel like Stevie J and Jocelyn met before Love and Hip
Hop. I mean, he straight up said that they were never married or anything.
I don't feel like they were ever in a they maybe had sex.
No, I'm certain they had sex.
But I just don't even feel like they have just been like coworkers.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be able to explain why I Googled Jocelyn Hernandez
to
myself.
Stevie J really did get caught with coke, or violated his probation or his bail or something because of the coke. So I guess instead of going to jail, he gets to go to rehab. I don't know, something along those lines. But, you know.
He should have been in rehab 3 years ago when he came in here, coked out like a motherfucker and did
the rehab. We were his rehab. We was about to be.
He was trying to get us on the bus.
Rehabilitate the fuck out of his black ass right there. Child. Like, I also got invited onto the bus.
You got invited onto
Keep
the bus.
Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. He said it.
He did.
You can hear him say it.
Listen, everybody's on Stevie J's bus. I just, okay, well, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's nothing.
Go for it. It's Atlanta.
Gender fluid.
So let's move on over to Real Housewives of Atlanta. Apparently, NeNe Leakes feels like Kelly Ripa because she will not be on the next season of Atlanta.
That's the same lie you said last time.
Right. Like, bitch, you already told us this lie. And then,
you popped up halfway.
Okay, okay. Like, but we thought you weren't. We thought you were,
but you were on Broadway and you were on TV, but your Broadway run ended and your show got canceled. And you came right back to reality TV.
Money to get them
just like the rest of these bitches.
Off the runway garments.
Y'all be feeling yourselves way too early. You got to stay humble, man. You got to stay humble.
I just understand how you feel like Kelly Ripa because you didn't get the call that you were fired.
Well,
and Kelly Ripa didn't get the call that her coworker got a new job.
Right.
She still has a job.
Well, maybe she's mad that Andy didn't call her and ask if Kim Zolciak could come back before they brought her back.
Yeah.
That must be it. But you...
And honestly, I don't need to see Kim Zolciak on TV.
She don't have nothing else to do either because her husband just got cut from whatever team he just signed to. So she is...
And I mean, honestly, how long did we expect?
But, you know, they did like typical trash motherfuckers. They had she found somebody with a little bit of money and they took their little bit of money together and spent all of it. And I'm sure she needs to come back now just to keep the bills paid. Because they was living lavish and I'm like... Croy don't make that kind of money, and I know you don't. So, you niggas got a grotto in the backyard and shit. Like, bitch, for what? Y'all is not.
She may not, but she, you know, she gives me a little. You remember the
Big Papa?
I was gonna say, you remember that white woman on Adam's Family Values? Did you ever see
the mama?
No, that white woman who came in and married Uncle Fester.
Oh, yes. Oh, the movie. Oh, that movie is so good. Yes.
All them
excess. Yes. Yes. That bitch killed them all, the Black Widow.
Kim gives me she's sitting on cash, like cash.
She got a lineup of dead men she used to fuck with.
But anyway, you know, NeNe says that she won't be on the next season, but I think that she's going to be on, I think she has like a whole part on that game show that Anthony Anderson is doing on ABC now. I think it's called To Tell the Truth or some shit like that. Okay. I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't plan on watching it, but she's still, like, NeNe will always have a job. I'm confident that if NeNe tries hard enough, she will always find some place on TV to talk about whatever. So I'm sure she's fine, and Real Housewives of Atlanta will still be watchable without her. Like, it just will. They have already said...
It will go on.
...that Candy Burris and Portia out here were getting ready to fight.
Really?
That's what I read.
Did Portia get her peach back? Is her suspension over? I feel like they suspended her for the season because she kept
kicking ass.
Because she kept beating what's her name? The annoying one. What's the annoying one name?
Kenya Moore.
Kenya, that bitch. The time when she slapped Kenya, punched her, whatever she did, I was like, Portia might be wrong about everything.
She just pulled Kenya's hair and dragged her across the floor.
See, she didn't even really beat her ass. Like, Kenya deserved to get popped in the mouth.
I mean, but we were waiting for somebody to put hands to her anyway, so we just took what we could get. Like, everybody was just like, good enough! Stop crying!
I just want somebody to hold her down while I take her contacts out.
Right.
Just look at me with your real eyes.
When she was crying after that, like, I've disgraced myself.
Oh, that was when she had that scepter, right? And she kept putting it in that bitch's...
She was weeping that she pulled Kenya's hair because she disgraced herself for fighting on TV and then came back one or two seasons later and whooped three asses in the span of, like, 10
All these bitches.
Like, girl, what? She got over that whole shit.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, they said, I don't know, there are claims that Portia and Candy may have gotten into it for some reason, and that Portia took off into traffic and had a meltdown.
Portia took off into traffic.
But she wasn't trying to fight Candy, but... I guess we'll see what really happened, if it happened, when the show airs, which is probably going to be sometime soon. But
okay,
there's that. NeNe won't be on it. I'm sure she'll be on Scream Queens.
That's such a lie. NeNe will be on that fucking show. It's just a matter of time.
I don't even.
Mm-mm. You haven't risen above it, girl. You haven't. Just like Kay Michelle.
Did you see?
You know I didn't.
Somebody apparently. You know, Atlanta just had their gay pride.
Yes, damn. And, hate that I missed it.
That's where all the girls get
booked. That's where all the... Anyway.
If you can't even get booked on a pride weekend, girl...
I just don't. Everybody gets booked
drawing
for Pride, girl.
Board. Start from
scratch. Kiki Wyatt is booked for
don't
Pride.
Don't do that. Now, don't do that.
I'm not doing that because Kiki Wyatt has one of the greatest voices of all time.
Period.
I'm just
Point
saying.
Blank
I'm
the
just
dot
saying.
On the end.
If you're looking for a live Kiki Wyatt performance, you better go on to nationalgaypride.org.
If you are looking, you probably can find her at a Pride if you want to know where to get started. But Kiki Wyatt stays booked because Kiki Wyatt can sing.
Yes, she can. And the gays Pride will forever go up for
now,
a good voice.
Now, we just really love to hear that
That's
shit.
That's right.
And we'll pay the money.
I saw Kiki Wyatt at Pride, I think, in Dallas.
That?
I'm just saying.
She.
And she sings.
Anyway, with her crazy ass. But.
It's all right.
K. Michelle, I guess, was at Pride in Atlanta, and she got an award for alleged humanitarianism. And
oh, did they call it alleged humanity?
No, I'm saying that because I'm confused. So, someone else on the internet was also confused and asked her, I guess, on her picture.
I have to go.
What humanitarian services are organizations are you a part of? Straight like that. And she gonna say, I will humanly beat your ass if you question me about my services again. I was like, but girl.
What? That's the opposite of what a humanitarian would do.
Thank. See, and this is why the girls had to ask you in the first black ass place, girl. Because we know you don't even know what that shit
this
means.
This is why everybody was confused.
You won an award for humanitarian... Like, meaning your efforts in the realm of humanity, humans, and your response when someone asked you, hey, for all you know, that person could have wanted to be a part of the same ones, to donate, or just out of curiosity, wanted to know. And if you actually are a part of a service of some sort, then wouldn't you want to plug them?
Because nothing about your music or social media presence or television appearances says social work or... giving a fuck about humanity or trying to further mankind. Nothing, girl. Nothing. Nothing about you says selfless.
Nothing. Nothing. So the girls have questions, and your response was that I will not even just fuck off.
Right. Why wouldn't you just ignore that?
Right.
If that's how you felt. It's a humanitarian award.
It wasn't even asked in a shady
way.
It was, like, oh, I will beat your ass if you question me about my services. Well, girl, I got the answer I was looking for.
Okay, like, Michelle, need to worry about why one ass cheek is 68% larger than the other one and stop being such a
be
fucking
a duck for the rest of your life. Like, I'm like, that was such a
How you
horrible
get mad
thing
cause somebody said,
right.
What do you do for humanitarianism in relation to you getting a humanitarianism award? Like, girl, it's a perfectly logical question. Who gave her this award?
The guys, I guess.
I was going to say, was it VH1? Because
her humanitarian work revolves around singing to like-minded birds who also got a fuck nigga in their life who, you know, yelled at them.
Oh, I thought you was about to talk about Memphis.
And see, that's what I thought she was going to say something along the lines of women who have suffered domestic abuse, because if she's never even given a few coins to some group
something.
For them, I would be like flabbergasted.
Because
like,
Rashida, he did that to her. So
he
maybe
did.
She,
and she went on that campaign for years over that
did.
Shit. And all for people to be like, oh, she told the truth or she lied and blah, 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 and all this shit. So I expect her to be like, oh, yeah, you know, me and these people, or I started a nonprofit, she threatened to cause physical harm to another human being with
a
photo of a humanitarian award in her arms.
Where is all these words for the nigga who's actually dragging you on Instagram as opposed to somebody just asking you an innocent question? Why aren't you dragging the nigga talking about you the president of Skankville and who the fuck gave you a humanitarianism award? You need a dumb monkey award or some shit like that.
Right.
Like, drag that nigga as opposed to...
Your pussy smell like dill pickles. All that shit they be talking about her.
I saw some video of her, I guess you would call it performing, and that ass cheek. I think one of them is infected or one of them got deflated.
She's taken out or something.
What's the holdup? Do Dr. Miami not have no room for you? Hurry up. Hurry up. Get that out. It
I don't
looks
care
disgusting.
What she does, I just don't ever want to see her.
Oh, my God. All you bitches. Y'all just did the most.
Tyga got two cars repossessed recently. And so I just want to know,
how many cars does this nigga have for them to take from him? I just am so, like, it seems like every 2 or 3 weeks, the government or somebody takes something away from Tiger.
Takes their things back, right. And it's just a matter of time before the IRS says, where is our money?
Right. Also, while we're at it.
Speaking of give us bills. When did Tiger ever make enough money to qualify for all these cars and houses and jewelry and a jet? When did he ever have that much money in the first place?
I don't. You know something? I will say this. Ever since the first time I had ever gone to L.A., which was probably way back in, I don't know, 2010 or something. I don't know, something like that. Every time I had gone out there, they played a surprising amount of Tyga on the radio. I don't know if it's still the same. I would venture to say that it isn't.
I mean, so he was a local celebrity? Because I can understand that a lot more than I can.
Maybe. I don't know what it was, but like I would go to L.A. and they would play his music all like it was. I was like, I am hearing more Tyga, additional Tyga. Like I just heard a Tyga song on the radio and they are playing another one.
I did not know there was one other than Rack City Bitch and whatever he did with Chris Brown.
I'm telling you, the West Coast introduced me to so much Tyga music that I never would have known otherwise.
Oh, no.
And so
that's too bad.
I don't know if it's still like that, but I'm telling you no lies. So I don't know if he got like lots of club appearances from that or like he had like a strong fall. I don't know what it was or is. But maybe he did have a couple of coins for some of these cars out here or whatever. I don't know really what rappers be making these days, but
y'all got to start paying shit off in full and realizing how little money you truly have.
Because it's nothing to lease a car.
You start thinking about these payments like, oh, I got $10,000 in payments every month. That's nothing. Yeah, that's nothing.
Until you don't.
Until you start making $6,000 a month.
And you still have bills.
You still.
And mortgage.
And they got the shit now where they'll cut your car off from somebody's remote location, bitch. They ain't even got to come take it. They can just cut the car off.
Like a credit card, bitch. Yes. Like, you got to call the number on
the
back
smash the button
of your motherfucking keys.
And your shit won't even start
up. Oh, yeah, sir. So you thought that we were playing with you, and we truly were not. And so
you thought we were just going to let your black ass drive off with this luxury vehicle with
it's gonna be
no GPS or anything on it.
Tyga. So apparently he got like a Maybach repossessed recently. Like they took it from the mechanic or something. Like it broke down or something. It was going to get fixed. And I guess somebody found out where it was. And they said that that's where it is. We found it. We've got a location.
Do you think these white people don't have technology on their vehicle?
They're going to come get their things if they want it. Like you're not going to stop.
You better download Uber like everybody else.
That's what I said. Like, bitch, just Uber, I mean, and Lyft.
Uber is not even raggedy like Uber X is, but you could do Uber Black or Uber XL and get you a nice ass. Yes.
The black cars are nice.
The black cars are not. I mean, and they 3-4 times the cost of a regular car, but them bitches is nice. And every time I get in one, they got snacks and water. And
or just borrow your girlfriend car. I just don't understand why you keep getting these things for people to take away from you. Then they took some Ferrari from him.
Okay.
On like a Bentley dealership that Kylie was at buying him a Bentley. But then she said it wasn't true, although...
She said it wasn't true that she bought the car?
No, she said it wasn't true that the car got repossessed. Although, that didn't stop somebody from getting in the car.
And taking it away from you.
Taking it away from y'all.
Why would you buy a car for...
But then he got the Ferrari back, apparently, but from some confusing story that doesn't make sense about 3 mysterious, faceless niggas in hoods like Mr. Robot or something.
What?
And passing around all... Like, this person's name was on the lease, but then Tyga was supposed to supply the cash, and he was supposed to drop the cash off in a box with unmarked...
This doesn't happen when you just pay your bills.
Like, it just...
You only have to fuck around.
All you have to do is give them their money
and
pay your bills.
Tyga is acting like somebody who's truly struggling. Like, this is the type of shenanigans I expect from somebody who's like, okay, I got $200 on the light bill, and I'm still going to have a balance of $343. How am I going to get this paid off over the next 6 weeks? Because Con Ed is not playing with me.
History proves that you have at least 16 more cars for them to take. So I don't understand why.
Why doesn't Kylie just buy all of them?
Just buy the lot, girl.
She's
that
clearly
way,
far more rich than you are. So right. So why not just let the white girl just take it all? Why
and can't? I thought it was like a rumor, you know, about her buying him this car. Because that's another thing that keeps coming up is that, oh, Kylie bought him this new thing. Or Kylie yeah. got him a new apartment. Or Kylie bought him a brand new pop-up shop. Or some dumb shit.
Right.
But no, I saw the footage of her and this car that she just bought for her boyfriend after he just got two cars taken. So, sweetie, keep in mind, this is the same nigga that bought her a car for her birthday that was leased under her name because he couldn't do it.
Yes.
At what point, sweetheart, do you stop buying this nigga these gifts?
Right.
But then I said, you know what? Kylie Jenner is fresh into 19.
Right. She don't have no sense. And look at who raised her.
Right.
Caitlyn, I guess, when she was there. And Chris. So, who's surprised?
Because Kim is out here. Kim will buy Kanye 5 choppers and all kinds of...
And Kanye got more money than Kim did.
And Kanye can do it right back. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, like, Kanye will do whatever he's got to do.
Right.
Tyga is the one out here every single month, like, well, I guess today I'm going to have some yogurt.
I'm $75 short on the rent.
I don't really have. And so I know how I had told you that I was going to have it by the 15th, but.
Go down to Pret 5 minutes before it closed and see what they let me have.
But then I had gone to Jack and
chicken
Box.
Chicken avocado sandwiches.
And I was really hungry.
And gentle reminder for Kylie Jenner that her boyfriend is the baby father of her future sister-in-law.
Her boyfriend is the baby father
of her is her right is her sister and is her future sister-in-law's baby father. Right.
That's, her future niece or nephew.
Yeah, that person's growing right now.
That her future niece and nephew's
that's right.
mama.
That's right.
Is your boyfriend also is your has boy, a baby?
It also has a baby.
Your future niece and nephew's sibling is your boyfriend's daddy.
Child. Is your boyfriend's child. Yes.
There's just so many different avenues that
it's
you
Maury.
Could go along with.
That's why
and
I call the Kardashians.
Each and every one of them sounds
they are
gross.
Nothing but white trash. They are nothing but
rich
look
white
at
trash.
Them. Rich white trash, but trash at the very core.
They're like the teen mom girls, but they know, like, they have, like, some taste. And, like, fashion and cars.
Well,
and
but that came because if you go back to the early seasons of the Kardashians, they looked horrible and far more ethnic. But, like, the fashion choices were wretched and the house was, like, extremely gaudy.
But with the fame and the money came the people to say, we will take care
we
of that.
We will handle all of
don't
that.
You worry. Right.
And they have surgically removed all of their ethnicity and they have upgraded the fuck out of their surroundings. And I'm not mad at none of it.
Me neither.
It's the American dream. However, white trash is still what you be.
It just is.
It just is.
It is.
And you could have all the money in the world.
And then on top of that, you're not going to be wearing nameplates and braids on top of that and think I'm not.
You're not.
Going to say you white trash. You're not. You're not going to have a booty full of, like, KOD,
yeah, taking
G5,
everything you can from blackness.
Silicone, and then act like I'm going to say it because that's what it is.
And you're definitely not taking and wearing black trends that are called ghetto on black girls and expect me to call it anything
Come
other
on.
Than ghetto
I
on
mean,
you,
so
bitch.
You
now I'm getting mad. Like,
but you're the one took a picture of this girl a smooth week and a half ago.
I took a picture of her.
Y'all are best friends
because
now.
Miss Sabrina Fulton gave me her phone to take a photo of her with Kanye and the other ladies and Kim.
Now, see, that is the only
That
excuse.
Is the like, only
that is
reason.
The,
I
that
wasn't,
is
it wasn't
more than fair.
It wasn't Kanye's phone.
Nobody
it wasn't
can
Kim's
even argue
phone.
That.
It was. Who gonna tell Miss Sabrina Fulton, oh, no, ma'am, I won't take a photo
no,
of
that. Absolutely.
I'm not doing that. And I had just seen Javaris. I'm gonna just tell his mama, oh, no.
Yeah, no.
No, what?
Miss Sabrina could have asked me to take a picture of her and Taylor Swift.
And I
would have
done
Taylor,
it.
Flick up. Look this way. You're not gonna fuck this picture up.
Signal to the bitch and tell her to get ready, Miss Fulton, whenever you're ready.
Now smile. Smile.
Don't fuck this up for her, bitch.
You want a filter?
I would have done anything
she
for that lady.
She wants another one.
All right. I would have done anything for her, so, yeah.
So, speaking of these Negroes, Kanye West caused, you know, a bit of
a stir
on the internet recently.
A ruckus.
There was a casting for his season 4 of, you know, the Naruto fashions, and the casting call thing very clearly said that they were looking for multiracial women. And so, multiracial women only. No makeup. Please come as you are. I didn't hear anything about Alicia Keys being there. I'm sure that she was, you know, way too high. But
has she thought about it?
You know, she probably did. And Swizz Beatz had to be like, everything ain't about you.
I can just picture him talking her down. Like, don't go down there.
No, you don't understand. Oh my gosh, Tiana's walking. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so the fashion show is actually streaming on Tidal right now.
Oh, okay.
So I actually opened it to see what it was looking like.
I'm glad he's using Tiana so much.
Yeah, me too. I mean, first of all, she's beautiful and she definitely is talented. But my God, that body. Like, yeah. She just...
Mm-hmm.
And it's all hers.
Is it?
I don't think that she's had any work done.
Oh, wow. That's even more amazing. Mm-hmm. Or if she has, it looks realistic, which is all I ask of you.
Absolutely.
That's all I ask of y'all. But no, go under the knife.
She's definitely had, like, abs and legs and stuff, even when she was dressing like a little one, like Young M.A. So...
She was never quite as hard as Young M.A., who also, congratulations, baby, for being featured on Beyonce's Instagram.
Absolutely. You're out of here, basically.
Right, basically. It's into the stratosphere for her, and I'm just not going to have a chance anymore. But you
go forth and flourish.
But I'm still happy for M.A.
Either way, this little fashion show looks like I see black women, I see brown women, I think I see white women,
mm-hmm.
I see dark, light, natural hair weaves, I see all kinds of girls here walking in of these. So I don't really know what that, maybe they wanted, maybe they realized that they didn't have enough multiracial women, and so that's what that was about. I don't know, but I definitely see all kinds of girls here.
How are you supposed to tell, based off who showed up, who was multiracial? That was my first question.
I don't know.
So then what was the point in asking for multiracial girls? And then if you were going to use women of multiple races in the show, then that should have been what you said. Because multiracial women does not mean the same thing as women of multiple races.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Totally different terms.
I'm so confused.
Kanye was trolling y'all. That must be it. But Kanye must have wanted to just troll the internet with that shit. Because niggas was definitely mad.
When I first turned it on, it seemed like there were, like, the darker... Okay, I don't know where the fuck they're doing this. I think it's supposed to be somewhere in New York, but it's a triangle. That's the best I can give to you. And it seemed like there's a bunch of darker girls standing, like, sitting or kneeling in the middle of the triangle, and there are, like, mixed or lighter girls walking around the triangle at first. But then it didn't stay that way. So I think it's actually, like, the girls in the middle... are waiting to go around. Because at one point I saw Tiana and a whole bunch of dark-skinned girls walking around in this triangle too. So I really don't know what the fuck this fashion show is about in terms of colorism. I'm not sure if he was trolling or if there actually is an issue going on here, because it started by the time I got to the studio. So I'm really confused. But
I don't know what it is either, but it's just...
have a bunch of protesters outside.
Yeah, I saw one girl out there with her sign, and I think she had words painted on her body, too. Like,
with her tits out?
Yeah.
I saw her.
About, you know, how are you going to sort multiracial, or something about, you know, the bullshit behind it. And really, looking at the casting call, I felt the same way. Like, how are you going to ask for multiracial women to show up with absolutely nothing defining what makes that person multiracial? I mean, literally, you could have had everybody in New York show up, and how you gonna tell them they not multiracial? Right. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't.
But you know, these things, like, in from a fashion standard, like when they say these things, I think that they know what they mean, and I think that a lot of people know what they mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that what you're saying makes sense because you make sense, and because you think, and because words mean things.
Mm-hmm. Because what it sounds like Kanye wanted to say is beige bitches with 3C hair.
Right.
Show
exactly.
up, please.
I think that's what he meant.
Yeah.
But
exotic. He wanted to say exotic light skin.
Exotic light skin bitches. But it's not just that. It's a whole bunch of different kind of girls here, so I don't really know what's going on. Either way, I don't see anything.
That's why I felt like trolling, because if you were going to use a bunch of different girls anyway of all different colors, then why even put out that casting call?
I just wanted to take a closer look at the stuff, but it looks like all of the stuff that he's done already.
I'll wait 2.5 months for Zara to put out all the knockoffs, girl. I'm not doing that.
I mean,
when Kanye tried to charge me $1,000 for a ripped up sweatshirt, I said...
And Zara was like, we got you.
Zara was like...
They took a note from the BBC
girls. For $55, we can give you the exact same thing.
Don't you worry. We've got it.
Do not fret.
We've been watching very closely. I don't know, Kanye girl. I suppose. Keep making your fashions. I'm so happy that you are happy making clothes, and great for you. Last but not least, I want to talk about a pastry by the name of Lena Dunham. That was not nice. That was just over the line. Lena Dunham is a white woman. Let's just say that if Taylor Swift were Regina George, Lena Dunham would be Gretchen Wieners. And Selena Gomez is definitely Gretchen. Maybe Lena's probably the girl that Regina punched in the face and she loved it.
There you go. I was about to say, because the thing is, none of the mean girls are all cute and popular. And that's not Lena Dunham.
Yes.
Lena Dunham's the girl that got punched in the face and wanted more.
Yeah.
That's her.
Or, you know what? Even better, she's the one who doesn't go here. Because she has a lot of
I was about to say, is she heavy flowing, wide set vagina? But that might be the girl who got punched in the face. I don't really remember.
I think that was the girl who got punched in the face.
It may have been.
Either way.
Or she's the bitch who don't even go here.
Or, you know what? A fusion of both. She had an interview with Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer might be the one who got punched in the face.
Ugh. No, Amy Schumer don't go here.
No, she... But you know what? Amy Schumer definitely goes here. Amy Schumer is getting work.
Amy Schumer is the coach who sleeps with the high school students.
Anyway, so...
Anyway, though...
She had some interview with Amy Schumer, and at some point they started talking about the Met Gala. And Lena Dunham decided to bring up the fact that she was sitting next to Odell Beckham Jr., and that he was not at all interested in speaking to her. She said the following. It was so amazing because it was like he looked at me and he determined I was not the shape of a woman by his standards. He was like, that's a marshmallow. That's a child. That's a dog. It wasn't mean. He just seemed confused. The vibe was very much like, do I want to fuck it? It's wearing a tuxedo. I'm going to go back to my cell phone. She then continued, you know, basically going in on how Odell Beckham would have rather talked to one of these other women who looked like a supermodel or whatever than pay any attention to her because she's short and fat and hideous and not interesting. And, you know, how dare he, basically.
Lena Dunham is real annoying with that fat shit, but I'm gonna let it rock.
She later apologized on Instagram. And here's the thing about apologies like hers. It's one of those apologies where it's like, on paper, it's a good apology. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, it's like, girl, shut your ass up. Like, I'm not even accepting it. Because
if this was the first time this happened, I would say, oh, Lena Dunham has really grown.
Right. Exactly.
But you do this all the time. You do something stupid all the time. You and Amy Schumer stay saying or doing dumb shit. So... this is like, I read the apology, like, this is very well written. This sounds like somebody who gets it. This sounds like somebody who sees the error of her ways. But knowing Lena Dunham, it's just going to be another 3 months before she says something off the fucking wall again. So, far be it for me to stick up for black men, but girl, you got all of this. Like, he decided you weren't even a woman based off the fact that he looked at you and then looked back at his phone. Maybe he just didn't know who the fuck you were and he wasn't going to start no whole conversation with some stranger bitch.
Didn't know who you were. What about, I mean, now, granted, I feel like there's a good chance that Odell Beckham has seen a few episodes of Girls. Because he just seems like late night, snuggy, HBO Go binging kind of thing. But it seems like maybe he made it through like half an episode and was probably like, this isn't for me.
Well, he told Complex that he didn't know enough information about the whole situation to speak on it and said he didn't want problems with nobody. So that tells me he don't know who the fuck that girl was. And the fact that she got in her feelings and got mad and all this backlash is coming up, he's like, I mean, I really haven't even paid attention to that.
Because he probably wasn't even thinking. Like, Odell Beckham got on the internet and was like, who? Like, what happened?
At the Met Gala?
I don't.
Do you know how high I was at the Met Gala?
I don't remember shit about the. We went to the Met Gala?
Bitch, I was cartwheeling straight to Drake's house after that. I don't remember nothing about no white woman. In a tuxedo?
Oh, she was wearing a tuxedo.
Oh.
I kind of remember. That nigga has no idea what the fuck you were talking right. about. But you painted this whole entire image of him looking at you and being disgusted by your fucking marshmallow Ghostbusters ass body. And being like, oh, she's so hideous. I'm going to hide in my phone and just look at Instagram instead. And they had the nerve to get on the internet. This is why. This is another reason why I said fuck the apology. Because she got on the internet after she got backlash for it. And at first what she said was, that interview was clearly to me about my own insecurities mm-hmm. and struggles with blah, blah, blah. And it was like, girl, you said a whole lot of he and his and all of that shit for it to have been about you and your insecurities. And even if it were, why the fuck involve somebody else in it?
Right.
Like, I feel like it's actually sad for you, especially somebody who's been naked.
So many times.
Given us so many unsolicited nude moments
Mm-mm.
on HBO and everywhere in the fuck else.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I would think that she would just be like, look at me. I'm super comfortable. I'm proud.
Especially because she's deliberately ugly. She does it on purpose. So how are we supposed to believe that you're not totally comfortable and confident in yourself when you go outside looking like that on purpose? She does it on purpose. She could do the Hollywood standard of beauty routine and all that dumb shit. She doesn't. And that's fine. You know you look like that. So why are you sitting up here acting like you're not comfortable with it?
I don't think that she is ugly on purpose.
No, I mean, some people just have a naturally unappeasing face. But Lena Dunham doesn't.
Oh.
I mean, and she just, the facts are the facts. But Lena Dunham makes it clear that she's not going to try to be, you know, the bad bitch. She's not going to get her face done. She's not about to get weave and have somebody contour her face and all
yeah.
this. She's not doing all that. And that's great. You know, she's like Alicia Keys for white girls.
Oh,
you go right
wow.
over there and you do your naturally.
Oh, God.
You're not, I mean, Alicia Keys is beautiful is the difference, but you go over there and you do you, okay, with your own real authentic self. But if you're not comfortable or confident in yourself, why are you going around acting like you are? You take off your clothes all the time and you act like you are just so cool with
who you are. I don't
think
she does act like she is. I think that she is very vocal all the time about being insecure about her body, and that's what aggravates, that's one of the things that aggravates the fuck out of people about her. It's like, look at all of these women who aren't Hollywood standard of beauty in terms of their body that are like, bitch, this is the fuck me and I'm still getting laid.
Absolutely.
Like,
most women.
Like Gabby Fresh, Gabby Sidibe would have went to the motherfucking Met Gala in a gown and been like, bitch, I'm cunt. Like, I am out here.
Honestly, killing it.
Sick. Not one. And I will take your man from
and
you tonight if I will.
And not a single one of you bitches can say shit to me.
That bitch ain't gonna sit next to somebody and be like, he doesn't want to look at me because I am hideous. I'm a dog.
If I'm at a table with a bunch of black men or athletes or whoever, just famous people, and they don't look at me and start lusting with their eyes, why would I take that as like something personally offensive to me? Like, bitch, we're at the fucking Met Gala. Like, this is not the club.
Do you know the caliber of bitch that Odell Beckham
okay.
is probably running down whenever
right
he so feels the desire? And you even, the fact that you even thought
right.
to enter the mind of an NFL player that looks like that on
mm-hmm.
top of that
yeah.
and think what he's thinking about you, girl, you should have off top knew that he wasn't thinking about you and just let it have been what it been. And that's not even anything to do with insecurity, girl. It's just giving, I'm here in my tux, and it is what it is.
Your personal insecurities are fine. Even if that's true and all that, and you don't really feel confident about your body or whatever else, you feel personally insecure, keep that to your person. Why would you project that insecurity onto somebody else?
That's just not fair.
He didn't ask to be put in that position. And then here you go, running your mouth to another clueless white woman about all this shit. You didn't put all these thoughts in his mouth, and now you got the whole damn internet riled up. For no reason. You could have just kept
your mouth, Kate.
All that.
Unless you just talk about how you're a racist slut.
Shut your mouth.
That's a quote. I'm not calling anybody a slut. It's just super funny.
She and Amy Schumer both do that "I'm chunky, but don't call me fat" thing that really gets on my nerves.
Right. It's like, I feel like there are so many white women who do it like that. Mm-hmm. Like, where it's just like, I'm like a little bit bigger and, you know, I'm going to make fun of myself for it before other people do. And
but then when somebody else calls you plus size, then
I
you feel offended.
So powerful because I'm going to love myself anyway. Whereas the girls of color just be like, I have curves, I'm a little bit bigger, but that's because I like to eat and your nigga's coming home with me regardless.
If you say I'm big or I'm curvy or I'm whatever the fuck else, don't get mad when somebody else calls you that. Like, you call yourself plus size all the fucking time, and then when some magazine calls you like, oh, 36, you know, plus size icons we look up to, all of a sudden you offended because I'm only a size 6 or I'm only a size 8, and why would you do this? Bitch, because you done told us you was plus size for the past 3 fucking years. We all thought you was. You the one posing naked with your belly hanging over your lap. Again, everybody, most women have one. It's not a thing, but you the one out here touting yourself as this body positive, whatever the fuck that means, person. And then getting mad when somebody calls you plus size. Like, well, bitch, you positioned yourself here.
Once nobody says anything to you at all. I just get so confused.
White girls, I'm tired.
Just shut up.
Ugh.
And worry about yourself and 1990 or whatever the fuck Taylor Swift's about to put out with her lying ass. See, low-key laughter. Low-key.
She's going to do
Crimson Peak, whatever his name is.
Taylor Swift is going to do an interview with Amy Schumer or Lena Dunham, whoever has the newsletter.
She's not going to do an interview. Taylor Swift, you can expect the trailer to her feature film, her musical comedy about her relationship with Kanye West. She's writing an entire...
Oh, her Lemonade?
Rant. Like, she's going to write a whole Hairspray based on her relationship with Kanye West. Like, I know she's already... I'm just dreading whatever her musical response to that shit is going to be. I don't even...
She broke up with her man, or her man broke up with her. Your man. Whoever that guy is from that movie. Whatever his name was, from whatever movie that was you had seen with him in it. Or he's going to be in a movie that you was going to see.
Are you talking about Loki?
I might be. Who is Loki?
He's not my man.
Well, I'm just saying, the guy that you... I don't remember his name or nothing else about him, but I know that they're not together no more.
I don't believe that Taylor Swift has ever dated anybody that I'm sexually interested in.
Oh, no. The guy that she's dating now, or was, the one that she was dating when all the Kanye shit happened, they just broke up.
Yes, from the Avengers.
Oh, you like him? That
like him? What are you talking about, the same thing?
Are we?
No, I don't like him.
Oh, so I thought you said she wasn't a... All right.
Why did you say that she broke up with my boy?
Not like literally yo man. Not like light skin, curly, tall nigga, yo man.
Anyway, that's all I have this week for whatever.
I just meant like yo man.
We can go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about y'all business.
All right.
Hey, folks. This week's episode of The Read is being brought to you by SeatGeek. Buying tickets online is supposed to be super easy, or we'd like for it to be super easy anyway. But it can be a real pain in the behind, whether it's trying to get the best seat or extra fees that magically show up at the end of your little checkout situation. It's just ridiculous. Some sites don't even offer accurate seating. It's insane. So make sure that you go over to SeatGeek and... buy, sell, sport, and concert tickets. Super easy.
That's right.
Don't worry about it all.
It's very, very simple. SeatGeek pulls all the tickets available on other sites into one place, so you save time and you don't miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming events, like maybe Beyonce, or if you're trying to see Kanye in this Pablo-ness, whatever it is. Every ticket on SeatGeek has a grade, so you can find the best deals. And before you buy, you can use the detailed maps to see the view from your seat. Best of all, they always keep it real when it comes to the price. They show you the full price from start to finish, and they never surprise you with the giant, scary, random fees at checkout. Everybody who listens to The Read can get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is download the free SeatGeek app, go to the setting tab and click add a promo code. Enter promo code READ and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. It's that simple. Get fantastic deals on the best events by downloading the SeatGeek app and entering promo code READ to get a $20 rebate on your first purchase today. Go see something good like Formation. Let us know how it was and let's keep going.
So we're back. It's time for the listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. Our first question comes from someone who said, call me Africa. And Africa says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 7 months. He was very open and honest when telling me his ex-girlfriend was a porn star. She's not as famous as Pinky or Jada Fire, but she has a good rank on Pornhub and she does interviews and appearances.
Pornhub has ranks?
The more you know. Have you ever seen comments on porn videos?
Which, you know what? I don't even know why those exist. I don't realize porn was about conversation.
The comment sections in general on the internet are bad. But the comments
on porn videos are ridiculous.
It's like, oh, there is a lot of, people are depraved. There's a lot of sad,
don't read the comments for
lonely
some gay
individuals.
Black porn. All the comments on gay black porn videos are
what's
like, I know him.
Here go his Twitter ad.
Behind me in biology. That bitch is making everybody sick. Like, girl.
So, anyway, their relationship ended on good terms. Recently, I was using his computer and I found out he was watching a flick with her in it. I brought this to his attention and he said that it was a compilation video and he didn't know she was in it at first. I told him he can watch whatever he wants. But I feel like watching her movies is crossing the line and it makes me uncomfortable. I thought the issue was resolved. But I found out he watched another one of her movies and this time it seems very intentional because she is the star of the show. I'm very upset with him and I tried to laugh it off. Kind of like how Kid Fury's laughing your anguish off, girl.
Woo! That was a good word.
But
it was actually a compilation.
It was a lot of videos pieced together, man. Can you not? I feel very hurt and betrayed. Please help me with how to control this situation or let me know if I'm overreacting. Thanks, Africa.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot, Africa.
Thank you
so much.
Your nigga was thinking quick on his feet to come up with that compilation shit.
Listen, he decided prior to getting caught
knew
what his story was
going
to be.
The first excuse was going to be, she just popped up 6 minutes in. It wasn't even my fault.
All of a sudden, it was her. I expeditiously skipped forward because I didn't want to disrespect you,
yeah, babe.
At all.
Would you be upset if your man was watching videos of his ex?
First, I have to put myself into the mind of someone who's dating somebody who dated a porn star.
Mm-hmm. Which is not necessarily that big of a stretch.
Yeah, I don't think that it is. I'm there. So.
It didn't take long.
So.
I think if he's seeking out her videos, I would feel a way about
it. Yes. If it truly was just a compilation.
Let's see.
Or, you know, just a playlist.
If she just so happened to pop up. I mean, if she's that popping, then maybe she is just going to pop up. Especially if you like a certain subgenre of porn and she is in. You just like.
She could be the queen of whatever that is.
Big thighs.
Spitting in people's mouths.
So many people hit us up and tried to explain the
pissed. Like, people were like, first of all, you need to calm down.
Right. Like, pulling their hair back in a ponytail. Like, first of all, bitch. Like, spitting is very sexy. Like, y'all niggas can do whatever y'all want to do.
Once again, you can do whatever you like, and I will not judge you. I'm saying that that will never happen.
It's not for me.
I am not interested.
That's right. That's right.
And I think I have a better understanding of why y'all like it. But to me, spit doesn't have to be the thing.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But if you want to do it, go for it. Anyway, back to this person.
Right.
I do feel like I would also feel a way if you were seeking out videos of the person. Because, you know, watching porn or having like a favorite little porn star or something like that is fine. You know, it's very
common.
And common, yes. I think everybody's got, anybody who watches porn probably has, you know, their top eight.
But, come on, porn top eight.
But if this is somebody that you used to sleep with or date or whatever, I would have just a few questions.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable with that because, like, normally porn is a fantasy.
Right, but that's not...
But you actually smashed her.
Yeah.
So
you've been in there.
It's like if you and your ex made nasty videos before and you just still had them on your phone and would go back and watch them all the time, even though you
right.
don't even... Like, why are you revisiting the pussy that's supposed to be in the
I
past?
Mean, although that's worse, but...
Yeah, that is worse if it's homemade with the two of them.
With them two.
Yeah, that is worse.
Because I can almost... I'm not even sure how you can watch somebody else fucking somebody. I mean, I guess...
Well, if you met her and she was a porn star...
Yeah, then you already then, had a problem with
right,
that.
You already knew that getting fucked was something she did for money. So, it probably wouldn't just shock you like that.
I don't know. I guess that's just something I think that is worth the conversation.
Definitely worth the conversation.
But it may not be... I just can't see how it isn't. I can't see how your brain isn't thinking about when you used to sleep with this person.
Oh, definitely.
It just,
it's gotta be.
You have to.
Oh, so, he's definitely thinking about it. But what if he... Well, never mind. I was about to say, what if he was a fan of her videos before they even started
dating?
That's
what I was thinking about. Like, maybe their sexual life could have been past emotion for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he could like her videos not because he wants to fuck with her again, but just because he likes how much of a freak she is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There are layers to this. Either way, I'm saying I wouldn't like the shit, and I would say something. So,
yeah, because he denied it at first with the compilation video. Very
right.
smooth. But then you called him again watching a video that she was the star of. So it can't be
so
no
why
compilation.
Why doesn't he want to say?
So why can't you just say, look, my ex still gives me a chubby and I just want to watch her videos.
A what?
A chubby. I learned that.
Wow.
Yes.
From which Caucasian?
I'm so mad because it was a white girl.
Of course it was. Without doubt. Are you kidding?
No,
I don't even want to know.
Oh, Katie, you led me wrong.
So, named Katie. Yeah, I would sit this guy down and definitely have
yeah,
a conversation.
For sure.
But I mean, if he's not going to come clean, is that something that you just like let go?
No, I could let it go if you would be honest about it. But the fact that you lying and sneaking behind my back to watch her videos.
So would you break up with him?
Well, you know, I love to break up.
I mean, yeah, you do.
I do. I be looking for reasons. I would, if we, so I would ignore the fact that he's lied about this already
mm-hmm.
and be like, let's just me and you sit down and have a real conversation. I'm going to be totally real with you and you're going to be totally real with me. If you lie to me at that point, I'm going to leave you. I am. Because
right.
I just can't trust you.
Right.
But if he's like, all right, here's the deal. I just really love her titties.
Right. Just like, and you can tell him that, like, if you really just love how nasty she is or whatever it is, just to be honest with you. Or if she just, like, really loved the sex. But, girl.
And you just like remembering
you
it.
You have to be willing to take that truth and get past it.
Yeah.
Because you can't be like, and this is why. You can't just smack the nigga around
yeah.
when he like decide to actually be honest with you. Because then he's going to lie to you every single time that he should tell you the truth later on.
Right.
So if you're going to say that you're ready to take the handle the truth, you got to be able to handle that truth.
Yeah.
And if you can, then you might as well break up with him.
Well, see, I'm always ready to handle the truth. I operate
yeah,
from a place of total honesty. This is what I keep hearing. Because, you know, I'm dating more now. And I keep hearing, I just don't meet girls who straight up say, I don't want you to come over or whatever. Like, but I don't see the point in being extra about, like, why? Let's just all be honest. Let's just all be totally real about how we feel and what we want to do.
It doesn't work that way because you always had the one dummy who's like, oh, well, I lied to you because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I'm just like, do you know that I'm always going to find out that you lied to me and
right.
then my feelings are going to be way more hurt that you lied to me. And then on top of that, I'm going to be pissed. Like, you made the situation where I can't tell you how many arguments I have gotten into with niggas. Not because of what they lied about, but because of the fact that they lied.
Right.
Like, the amount of times I've had to tell a nigga, do you know that if you would have just said this to me, that we wouldn't have had an issue? Like, I wouldn't argue with you. I wouldn't have been mad. Like, we would have been cool. But the fact that we have to do all of this now, nigga, now I have to be here with my goddamn blood pressure, bitch.
Like, right. Like, now constantly. I'm mad at you.
Now I'm pissed. And I didn't have to be.
It didn't have to be this way, but you don't know how to fucking act.
Niggas, man.
So we have a question from Adrian, and it's about Steven Universe. She says, I'm a 29-year-old woman. I love this cartoon. Let Kid Fury know I love and hate him for putting me on.
Why would you hate me for...
Probably because she's obsessed. I think she probably doesn't do anything else but watch this show, which is how I was.
So good.
I just wanted to know, how do you feel about Pearl and Rose's relationship? I know that Peridot explained that Pearls are the Melania Trump of the gyms. But do you feel the jealousy that Pearl has stems from romantic feelings she harbors?
Damn, if you don't watch the show, then I guess you just didn't get that one.
Peridot was such a hating ass bitch.
She was, but I love Peridot.
She's
so
growing on me. She's growing with the newer episodes. She's growing on me, but... Anyway.
There's so much depth to this
There
cartoon.
Is. The show is so fucking good. Do you feel like the jealousy of Pearl is stemming from the romantic feelings she has for Pearl, or am I just looking too deep into this? Thanks for everything. And Crystal, I know you watch now, so you can
have
your
input. The feelings that Pearl has for Rose.
Do you think that Peridot is jealous of Pearl because she secretly has feelings for Pearl?
Oh.
Or do you think, is it because of... Oh, wait, but it does initially say, how do you feel about Pearl and Rose's relationship?
Oh, well, Pearl and Rose's relationship was, like, very clear.
Have you seen the It's Over Now episode, the Mr. Greg episode?
Mm-hmm.
That was...
almost awkward.
That is just... Pearl's a dyke.
I mean, through and through.
They all are. Right? They're all dykes.
But you know something that somebody said to me is that they're not really like, they don't really have a gender. Like, they're women, but they're crystals.
They have like female forms, but obviously they're not genderless. Because
right.
What is a crystal gem? Like,
right.
Obviously.
They're stones.
Right.
So,
and they're not real. It's animated.
I think that that's a brilliant way of being able to
but
get
But they're
that
clearly dykes.
They're
yes,
all
they're dykes.
Absolutely lesbians. But like,
they're all dykes.
So it's more about like the relationships that each of them have. Because like Ruby and Sapphire are very clearly like...
Right, they're made for each other.
And then Pearl and Rose was a little bit more complicated. I don't know about Peridot. I know that a couple of people have been talking about this. And then, you know, like the Bible thumpers are all pissed or whatever, which is normal. But right. Get over it because the show's not going anywhere anytime soon.
It's so
and it's
good.
One of the best shows
it's
on Cartoon
so
Network.
So good.
And it's super popular. So I don't know. I would like to go and see, but I wouldn't be surprised just given how they've built up like that tension between mm-hmm. Peridot and Pearl.
Yeah.
Cause Pearl was very much like, I may have been the Melania Trump over there, girl, but I run
but over
shit here.
Right.
I keep the girls alive and functioning.
That's right.
And you better fall in line. And I think Peridot maybe secretly kind of likes that.
Yeah.
And plus Peridot does kind of give me a little Angel Hazy.
Yeah,
she
you
gives
know,
me a little,
I'm
like,
mad because
not
I see
all
it
the way, butch.
Very, right, very, you know, like, my gender is complicated.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can see it.
Yes. Just, you know, whichever day it is, whatever day the wind blows, you just never really know how Peridot is feeling.
But that's not what the show is about, and I think that it's great that there are so many other relationships on that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's really good.
That have nothing to do with sexuality in that sense. And you have traditional relationships and stuff on the show too, but it's really well done. And at the very end of the day, y'all niggas gonna be saying nothing when they are like hardcore fucking on Power every fucking week. And then two niggas hold hands on Empire and it's like, we're just forcing it on us.
I'm like, are we?
Do we have to just, like, I don't feel like I need to be shoved down my throat. I see Omari Hardwick's bare ass every Sunday. Every Sunday. And I see 3LW's tits. Naturi.
See.
Every week.
And
I never complain.
Yeah, I don't need that. That's not for me at all. But, I mean.
I just feel like there's need to be a sex scene in every episode, but I don't care.
Right. No, I'm still thinking about Pearl and Rose and how she was clearly in love with this Rose for like. I don't know. It must have been thousands
and
of
Rose
years.
And Rose met that white boy. And Pearl was like, really?
She's still right. I feel like every time she looks at Greg, she's like, you really left me for a human.
She can't.
Like,
she
adjust.
Tolerates Greg.
And that is all she could give.
Because it's Steven's daddy. She couldn't, Steven right. is half rogue.
And see, it is just like a dyke to raise your girlfriend's child. It's just like a dyke to raise your girlfriend's so baby. Rebecca Sugar knew what she was doing.
Absolutely did.
I can't deal with
what
this show.
What a great show.
All right. So we have a question about either high sex drives or something about Game of Thrones.
Ooh, great choices on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we already did kind of like a pop culture TV thing that's specific. So anybody who doesn't watch Game of Thrones or Steven Universe is going to be like, so I guess I just ain't got a segment.
So I guess nothing applies to me this week. So this comes from Tamara. It says, for starters, I love the show. You guys are hilarious. I'm not like a horn dog or anything. You went straight into it.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, this is cute. All right.
So anyway, yeah, girl, your show or whatever. I'm not a horn dog or anything, but I definitely love to have sex. I live with my boyfriend, and we only have sex maybe once or twice a week, and I want it way, there's a lot of A's in there, more often. I'm not, like, forceful or anything, but I for damn sure let him know that I want it, but he always has an excuse, like he's tired or the dogs are in the way, whatever, or he just doesn't want to talk about it.
Now, listen, I'm not Link. No, it's I will never.
Because
I can't do it with
all you need is for Link to pop up at the wrong moment.
You have to go home now. Like, I can't even do this anymore.
That's all you need.
I just, nope.
At the end of the day, I love him. I don't want to be with him. We've been together for almost 2 years, but
did
a woman.
Say I don't want to be with him?
No, I do. Okay. I want to be with him. I love him. We've been together for almost 2 years, but a woman needs what a woman needs.
That's right.
How can I have this conversation with him without sounding too aggressive or like a sex fiend? Thanks so much, Tamara.
No, I don't want to place guys in the same, you know, box, but I do think that it's rare, I think, mm-hmm. of a guy in a healthy relationship to be opposed to mm-hmm. having sex more than twice a week.
Yeah. I mean, has he never had a high sex drive? Like, if it's been like this for the whole 2 years y'all been together, which it sounds like it does, it doesn't sound like this is a new thing.
Right.
Then maybe he just doesn't have that big of a sex drive, but
I mean, sometimes
I've honestly never heard of that coming from a man.
I've heard of it, but it's very rarely. Yeah. Rarely. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, like, what kind of job he works or what for him to just be like once or twice a week is good.
Yeah.
Niggas to be like, well, I need once or twice a day. Right. I have whole.
How about before
like,
I leave and then some hair when I get back?
Right.
Why not?
I have had homegirls who have just been like, I don't know what I'm supposed
this
to do.
Nigga
this
won't
nigga
won't stop.
Like, he won't leave me alone.
He just wants it all the time.
I'm missing hours at work. They gon' fire me.
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
It's low-key annoying when a nigga hit you up every day like, so am I going, you coming through? Or?
And she said she lives with him, right?
Yeah, and they live together.
So that's even worse.
Right. So she's just seeing him every day in the bed, in the shower, and he's just not into it. I mean, as the person who typically has the lower sex drive, I feel for him because you get tired all the time being like, it's nothing about you. I just do not feel like, you know, I just do not always feel like having sex or like just not. I don't need it every day. I don't need it a million times a day.
Right.
If you do, maybe you need to find somebody else who also needs it a million times a day. Like if it's that important to you to have sex that often. But maybe it's something else going on with him that's keeping him from being in the mood for something else. Like, if you're stressed out about something else going on at work or in your life or with your family, whatever, it can be real easy to be like, oh, girl, I don't. Sex, I don't have time.
Or he already took care of that.
Well, see, I wasn't going to bring up that.
I'm just laying out all the possibilities. I don't know these people.
Well, I mean, if we're going into all the possibilities, yeah, he could be cheating on you. He could.
Because I'm just saying, most niggas that I know who are telling their girlfriends that they don't want to have sex, especially that often,
mm-hmm.
because they tired,
or he could
somebody
be,
made them tired.
He could be not attracted to you anymore.
Okay, now we didn't have to get that dark.
Well, you brought it up. I wouldn't have never gone down this path.
I mean, I wasn't there at all. I didn't. Even
I wouldn't have never gone down this path. I'm just saying, like, shit happens. People change. They grow apart. Maybe his tastes are different. Maybe something else going on. Is there a non... I guess I don't really understand why you're trying not to sound, I guess too aggressive is too much, but I wouldn't feel a way about sounding like a sex fiend. Like,
maybe you guys just need to optimize the sex you do have. Like, turn that shit up.
Come on, optimize.
That's just like, oh, I don't even need no more. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I guess, yeah, you might want to think about.
This is another one where y'all gonna have to have a conversation. Y'all need
a real one.
Another real one, right?
Because that's really like breaking up over that one I can see. Because not being satisfied sexually always leads to a breakup. Mm-hmm. It just does.
Or not being attracted to your partner. That also will lead to a breakup.
It does. So it may seem like something that's like, oh, well, we have sex enough. It may seem like really simple to him. Even if he is still attracted to you and isn't cheating on you and blah, blah, he mm-hmm. legitimately is tired. It could be not a big deal to him, and it's always going to end bad because you just, y'all need to be on the same page sexually in a relationship. So.
Is he working more? Is it something going on at work? Is it? You know, what else could be getting in the way? And then besides that, like, y'all just gonna have to have a very real conversation with one another. Like, I need more dick than what you're currently giving out. And we have to talk about how I can get it straight like that.
Let's come up with a game plan.
I'm trying to work with you on this.
Right.
So I'm just saying, me and you, let's get together.
What is the compromise that we need to make?
Figure out how we can make, because I want to be with you. I don't want to be with your dick, but I do also need your dick
to be
to show up.
Right.
So
I deserve rounds.
I'm looking for rounds. It's been a while. I'm just saying.
Right.
So hopefully y'all can come to a healthy middle ground. Talk to him. Let us know how it goes. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is being brought to you by Loot Crate, which is one of my favorites. If you're looking for any exclusive gear or collectibles, fun things to use around the house or put up on some fancy display somewhere, Loot Crate is a great place to go and get nerdy things of all kinds. Comes in a little box. Every month is a different theme. Like last one, I got a whole ton of Harley Quinn stuff in this box.
Oh, yes, that's
fun. And y'all know how much I love Harley Quinn. And they've got tons of different kinds of loot crating stuff these days. And it's all for less than $20 a month. So you gotta check it out if you're a nerd like me.
That's right. And get ready for September's theme, which is speed. It has an assortment of goodies from Batman, The Flash, and Arrow, Battlestar, Galactia, Iron Man,
Galactica. Don't let the nerds catch you.
Gone in 60 seconds. I am really loving that Harley Quinn skirt I got in last month's Loot Crate box. So you have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. You were too slow and you missed it. So head to lootcrate.com/read and enter code READ to save $3 on any new subscription. That's lootcrate.com/READ, promo code READ. Get your geek on with Loot Crate. Hopefully you can pronounce all the words, even though I can't. And let's keep it going.
This week's episode is also being brought to you by Squarespace. We use Squarespace for our website. This is theread.com. And to make it super simple for people with absolutely no web design or coding experience, you can create a website, a blog, an online store using very simple and intuitive processes. They've got award-winning templates, customizable settings to build your website beautifully. I've seen loads of stars and professional companies out here with websites that I know are designed by Squarespace. The templates are crisp. They look really shiny. And you can show your mama or your mima and be like, look at my website. And they can be like, oh, you are so fancy.
Yes, because it looks good. And Squarespace Commerce is a super dope option you can add to the site if you need to sell goods or services. Squarespace Commerce is trusted by hundreds of thousands of shop owners around the world. They have all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, send custom emails. Seriously, you can do it all from right there on Squarespace. And they even offer 24/7 customer support. Every single member of the care team is an experienced Squarespace user. So if you have a question, they already know what you're talking about. You can start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com, offer code READ for 10% off. Squarespace, set your website apart. And now let's wrap up the show.
So we're back, and now it's time for The Read.
It sure is. Do you have one this week?
Barely. So I'm just going to go ahead and get it out of the way. This is all over the place and makes little to no sense. But yeah, sure. First of all, I want to say to Apple, you have all of the nerve in the world for trying to tell me that I am going to get this new iPhone that doesn't have an auxiliary port or whatever in it. So no more auxiliary DJ days where you can ride around on road trips or whatever.
Oh, man.
And pass around whoever has the most lit phone. And now you're giving out these earbuds or airbuds. Isn't that a golden retriever? I don't. All of this stuff. They're basically just the same as headphones that you got now, except they don't have a cord on them. How are you ever going to keep them?
There's a dongle, though.
A what?
They're going to have a dongle, an adapter to go with your phone, so if you just cannot let go.
Another thing to lose. Like, just add more things in this box for me to not be able to find, and then come back to your store and pay you $40 plus for an additional one. I just don't understand, and I'm not a fan of that. I'm also very upset with PlayStation today, because I thought that they were going to be discussing more on the side of PlayStation VR, and they didn't. Y'all talking to me about this PlayStation 4 Pro stuff, and yeah, I'm gonna buy it because I want it or whatever, but that's not the point. The point is I wasn't given what I wanted, which was more, okay? And I felt that it was very lackluster, and I'm not happy about that. Also, I think that I forgot my last one. So I was in the hospital on Friday because I had food poisoning. Actually, it was Thursday night. Yes. So I went to the emergency room on Thursday night because I felt like there was a Keisha Cole concert happening in my intestines.
And that won't
do it. I was just like, what? I was throwing up all over the place. I was Linda Blair. I thought that I was dying. So I went to the hospital or whatever. And keep in mind, I called an ambulance because I was having trouble breathing. It was this whole dramatic bullshit. They said I was having an anxiety attack, whatever. But when they got there, they asked me, do you want to go to Harlem Hospital? And I said, mind you, barely being able to breathe, I said to them, well, actually, I would kind of prefer if we would go to New York Presbyterian, because I just don't believe that that's going to be for me. Like, I was just saying to them, like, you know, out of all the places to die, I don't feel like...
No, thanks.
I feel like I would give it my best effort to live, given the choice. And they're like, you know, well, it's right around the corner and it would be better if you just did such and such. So I said, whatever, because at that point, I just wanted to be able to breathe and, you know, eat.
Right.
So we got to the hospital, and this is where the read comes in. They put me to sit down as they're, what is it, checking you in or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, friend, I'm so sorry. I already know how this is going to go.
I just feel like, you know, I understand not enjoying your job. And I understand that, you know, I just decided to be sick and feel like I was dying at, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever the fucking time it was. And that you would have rather been at home asleep or catching up on Ray Donovan. I don't know, whatever power has and have nots. And, you know, I get that. But a little bit of kindness goes such a long way. Didn't you do a read about this?
Oh, yeah. When I almost died at Harlem Hospital and finally went to New York Presbyterian. I went to Harlem Hospital and was misdiagnosed and mistreated and got worse before I went to a real hospital. That's how that went. Them niggas gave me some Tylenol and said, don't worry about the mass in your throat. It's no big deal.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, I know that it's a big place. There are people in there who are going through far worse than what I was going through. But you have to understand that as an individual and as a human being, in that moment, I'm scared. And I'm really, you know, uncomfortable. Just common courtesy. Like, right. Just a peppy tone, something just a little upbeat. Anything warm would be appreciative. And instead, I had some old West Indian ass woman in my motherfucking face. Mm-hmm. Like, both my goddamn parents ain't from St. Catherine, and with an attitude with me while I can't motherfucking breathe. I said, ma'am.
Oh, no.
You know, because I was, like, really tired, and I felt like I couldn't even really hold myself up. I was like, is there any place that I can just, like, lay down right now? Because I feel like I could fall over. And she's going to be like, let me see what I can do. I'm like, bitch, girl, are you serious?
That's
like,
how they do.
Do you know that they brought me here in an ambulance? Do you know that this visit is not free? Do you know that if I live through this, I have to pay for it? Can you fix your goddamn face? Like, I'm so, what? Oh, and then...
an ambulance to go to Harlem Hospital.
To go to Harlem Hospital.
You should have just rolled yourself down the street.
Right. I was like, girl, I could have just...
You should have just taken your chances and collapsed on the sidewalk. Right.
I should have just hopped in one of them little crates and them old ladies be pushing around with their groceries and laundry and shit and just rolled down the street. Mm-mm. And just did the best I could.
You'd be better off trying to drink apple cider vinegar and just lay out in the sunshine than going to Harlem Hospital.
So I went in there and finally, like after maybe 45 minutes, they put me in a bed and I went to sleep. And then finally somebody woke me up and said, oh, well, we think you had an anxiety attack. So, you know, you're ready to be discharged. I know myself. I know that I have anxiety. I've never had an anxiety attack that bad. If I did have one, it was because of how sick I was that gave me the anxiety. But I knew that that was some bullshit. So I said, oh, okay. Before I leave, is there any way that I can get maybe some juice? Because I'm really like, I'm so parched. My throat is so dry.
Oh, Lord.
And so they brought me this little tiny, just piss poor excuse. maybe a gulp. Like, perhaps it was enough of a gulp.
Was it poured into a cup? Like, it came from a carton?
It was one of those little old Saved by the Bell ass little, like, cups. Them like cups that a dentist gives you to, like, swish.
To spit it.
To rinse your mouth out. Like, it was, like, that big.
Yeah.
And so, it's got some apple juice in it, but I knew that was enough. So, they gave me the juice or whatever, and I was like, thank you. And I drank it, they left. And it took maybe 5 minutes for me to throw up. I didn't have to do anything.
See.
So, I began to puke. Right there in the little sink, in the thing, and it was enough for the nurse to hear it. And the nurse was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, I'm vomiting.
Still ill. still ill.
I'm still.
Oh my God.
I haven't done anything to give me a place to put
we
my
had the
head.
Exact same experience.
All you did was give me room and board. like I could have died in bed at home.
Right. The motto at Harlem Hospital is try not to let them die. We'll keep you alive long enough to get to another hospital.
Do your best. I mean, no pressure.
Yeah, they love to discharge you. Like, but I still feel really bad.
Still,
like
feel
I don't.
The
I'm not
I
healed
did when I got here. I'm not. Really
I actually
sleeping.
Feel worse so, now because it's been an hour and a half for me to wait to get back here in this shitty ass bed.
So then they finally put like. They gave me some IV and whatever and tried to change the fluid and shit around. And finally, I woke up at like 7:30 in the morning and felt better. And that's when they finally discharged me and put the Band-Aid over the little, you know, wound or wherever where the IV was. Do you know that before, like, as soon as I hit the exit door and the breeze from outside kissed my face, I looked down at my arm and said, am I bleeding? Is there blood dripping down my arm?
Harlem Hospital.
I immediately had to turn back around and say, like, I just held my arm out and I was like, I don't think that this is supposed to go like this. And they said, oh, we're so sorry. And they had to take it out and then put gauze and tape it and do all of this stuff. And like, okay, you're good. Is there anything else that we can do for you? And I was like, I don't think that you did much to begin with, but... I'm just going to go. I think I can make it home this
Your
time.
Body probably just rode it out while you were at Harlem
Hospital.
Honestly. I doubt they gave you any medication that helped.
I think really it was just the IV. It was just the fluid from the drip that helped.
Keeping
anything,
you from being dehydrated, yeah.
But other than that, they just gave me a room to sleep in an uncomfortable bed and some old watered-down-ass apple juice. And then tried to give me a sandwich, too, which I couldn't have even eaten if I wanted to.
Right.
But just... looking at it. I didn't even ask him what kind of sandwich it was, but I couldn't tell.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying. Typically, you can look at a sandwich.
What's on this?
And just be like, oh, this looks like maybe ham or tuna salad. It was two very large slices of bread and mystery. So, I will never...
Everybody has to learn this lesson for themselves. Never go
to Harlem Hospital again in my life.
Woo, Harlem Hospital is so shitty. The ER, anyway, is so shitty that it makes you wonder what they're doing with that whole big-ass building. Like, what are y'all doing
it's
here?
It's so large.
What do y'all do here? What happens? It's like they have a checklist of 5 medical procedures they can do or will do.
Now, granted, the girl who gave me the IV and stuff, although I ended up bleeding after she put that bandage on me, she was nice. Like, she was the one person in there who actually seemed kind.
That's and that how was bad it is.
After I threw up in their sink. And she realized,
that's how bad it is.
He's not. I was just like, what? And that's not even really just Harlem Hospital. I've had many situations like that in plenty of places, medical places in New York, where they're just kind of like, I don't give a fuck about this. I want to go home. Mm-hmm. And girl, niggas die every day. So you could be one of them today. It's not me. I'm not really concerned about it.
Yeah.
Good luck. Like, that's just the overall attitude when you are afraid for your life.
Right.
And that shit is fucked up.
Because I'm sure they see a lot of people every day in this ER. I'm sure they see hundreds of people absolutely coming through the ER. And a lot of them are probably not even all that sick. But that's not me, first of all. And secondly, if you're going to be unkind, at least make me well. Right. So that
if
I can feel gonna good.
If you're going to be an asshole, at least make it. Me feel better.
How you gonna be an asshole and I'm still sick? They tried to send you home, nigga. You was gonna spend all that money.
I really, when they said, okay, well, we're gonna discharge you, I felt my body and I was like, in what? How am I going to get home? Like, I couldn't make it down the end of the hallway like this.
So,
like,
no.
This will not work. And I didn't even argue with them. I just knew I can show you better than I can show you.
You should have told them.
Let me get some juice.
Take me up to 164th Street.
Right.
And Broadway or wherever that other hospital. Take me to anywhere but. Take me to the fucking.
Push this stretcher out to the Uber.
Take me to the after hours.
Because honestly.
Take me to Doc McStuffins.
Literally anywhere. La Marina. Vapiano. Take me anywhere else. Anywhere else. Mama
Just
Fufo,
roll me out on the West Side Highway.
Artichoke. Vanessa's Dumplings. Anywhere. Where, anywhere else. Because ooh, what?
That's
so
hilarious.
That was the experience. And then when I was going back home on the way, walking back to my apartment, I saw some guy laid out on the street having a seizure. And then my phone was dead from being in the hospital all night.
Right.
So I couldn't even call 911. So then I'm running down the street like, help, help. And I had to get somebody off the street. It was just a random Thursday. And then, of course, they took a smooth 5 minutes to send an ambulance. Mm-hmm. The hospital was right behind
me. I'm sure it was.
It was like right there. I was like, this man could have died.
He
was literally
they still
foaming at the mouth.
Oh,
seizure.
My God.
And they were just.
I don't know why that is. I don't know why Harlem Hospital is that way as opposed to the rest of them with, like, the total inability to make you feel better. I don't know why, but they have got to get that shit together. I will never go again. I won't.
Never.
I won't. I would rather pay out of pocket and go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Than have insurance cover my visit at all.
Absolutely. 1,000%. 1,000%. It don't make no sense for me and my insurance
it
to
don't.
Waste their money.
It don't.
So, no, girl, I won't be back.
And you're going to get a bill.
And I'm going to get a bill. I've already made my peace with that. It is what it
a
is.
A big one, too.
I'm going to get a bill for that and for the
and
car.
And the ambulance.
And
oh,
that,
yeah.
Like, everything. I already know it. That's fine.
That's going to be a $5,000 24 hours you had.
Not even 24, maybe 4 or 5 hours.
When you see that bill from Harlem Hospital and say, this doesn't line up with the level of care I received, you're going to be mad all over again. Because that's how I felt when I got a bill from Harlem Hospital. I said, but you niggas didn't.
But they, I could have died.
I should have taken a copy of my bill from New York Presbyterian and been like, this is what the real hospital did. After you guys sent me home and the lump in my throat grew. And they had to go suck that shit out of my mouth. Like, that's what happened because y'all thought Advil would handle it. And it just
did not.
So instead of paying you guys, I'm going to pay them. And you take this and let it serve as a lesson. That's what I should have done. But I ain't got time for hospitals to be fucking up my credit.
Well, that's all I've got.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. I'm sorry you were sick, and I'm sorry that you let them talk you into Harlem Hospital, because it just is not the place to go to get well.
I mean, they were just so persistent, and I guess it's because they didn't feel like driving all that way, but I was like,
they
I
were
know.
Like, look, Harlem Hospital is half a mile down
really
the street.
Around the corner, but... And I still was like, you know, but I just don't know.
They should have told you, like, look, is $500 for every 500 feet that right. this truck goes. So, so you decide.
Then I would have been like, you know what? I might actually just crawl to the hospital. You don't need to take me no more.
How much for y'all to buckle me into the stretcher and just carry me down there?
Just push me
like,
down
I'll just give y'all some cash.
Just give me the momentum.
I'll give both of y'all $100 and we can handle this
just
right
calculate
now.
Calculate the inertia. Because I'm not going to do that.
Woo! I'm so sorry that happened to you, friend. But oh, wow. Yeah. So my read this week, if you may remember, a young bitch by the name of Rachel Dolezal.
I already know where this is going.
So, this is about Rachel Dolezal, but it's mostly about Isis Brantley. Isis Brantley is a black woman. She lives in Dallas. She is known as sort of like a natural hair care guru, you know, professional, innovator, trailblazer. She's done a lot to get the state to stop enforcing their bullshit law that said hair braiders had to have like 1,500 hours of training and shit. Like, she's done a lot as far as equality for natural hair and progressing the natural hair movement. She started, I think, like a natural hair coalition or something. So Isis Brantley, okay. Right, this is not no, you know, she ain't no brand new bitch to this, right? So she's done this before. She's been in this for a while. Isis has a natural hair rally that she does every year. It's about celebrating natural hair and the movement.
That's right.
And it's kind of been suffering in attendance because Erykah Badu is not available every year to come talk about this. So I guess Isis was looking for a keynote or just somebody to invite to her event. Jeez. To get ticket sales up. And who do you think she called? Rachel fucking Dolezal.
I just don't know why.
And when I first heard this, I said, this must be some of that joke. Like, oh, she was invited, but she won't actually go. Or, you know, this whole invitation is fake. You know how Facebook just be making shit up.
Right.
And the website be thisfunnynews.co or something. Yeah. And y'all be acting like it's legit.
Right.
So I was just like, okay, here you niggas go with your Instagram lies. Come to find out, not only is this rally a real thing, but Isis Brantley is like shocked and stunned that the reaction from people is less than favorable to having a white woman come talk to us about natural hair,
especially that one.
So she's saying, you know, this has just upset a lot of people and they started to protest and I only reached out to her. This is where I call bullshit on Isis. I only reached out to her because of her skills and because of her art.
Her what?
Her skills, and because of her art, and what really sold me is that she is a skilled braider. It is the only language that we all speak, and it is the only art we all gravitate to, so I think it is a beautiful thing. So,
oh wow!
First of all, the people who follow Isis on Facebook were like, what about last year when you brought up such and such and such and such about Rachel Dolezal right here on this very platform? So that's not going to wash. That dog won't hunt. You've heard of Rachel Dolezal before. There is no way that you saw Rachel Dolezal's braiding work, which this is what she does for a living now, because she's obviously not getting a job educating anywhere
else. She braids hair for a living?
You didn't know that? She got fired from her professor job. She's obviously not working with the NAACP no more. And she braids hair.
She got the blackest fallback job.
She got
when will
every,
she quit?
Every black girl in college braided her. Did some shit on the
braided
side.
Their way through.
You know, she has another mixed baby to care for. So she's got to do whatever it takes to keep
she's
food on the table.
She's committed to this transition.
But so not only do I not believe that you only reached out to Rachel because of her skills in braiding hair, however good she may be at it, but do you really mean to tell me that you Googled Rachel Dolezal or looked up Rachel Dolezal and saw all this information on her and at no point did you think, huh, this might not vibe with all the beautiful black women and their natural hair who I want to come to this event? Like, I can understand hiring somebody controversial to get ticket sales up, but you hire somebody like, I don't know. I'm not saying Kanye because clearly you don't have that kind of budget. But you hire somebody who may rock the boat, not somebody who would tip that motherfucker over. Rachel Dolezal is the opposite of what should have been happening at this event. And for you to be like, oh, well, I mean, it's really just all about the braids, and I didn't know nothing else about her. So you mean to tell me you the type of dummy bitch who books somebody for your event and don't know nothing else about her? All the controversy, all the stories about Rachel Dolezal. You Google Rachel Dolezal, her braids are not even on the first fucking page of what comes up about this bitch. Somebody who lied about being black so thoroughly that she planted threats against her and her kids to herself. Like, she acted like people were targeting her and her family because of the race that she isn't. She lied on some black man talking about that was her daddy, and the whole time he like, no, who is this bitch? I don't know. I'm not her fucking father. Your own real ass white ass parents are like, no, I'm so sorry, we gave birth to her, she's all ours, she's a regular ass Becky from the Midwest. There's so much about this bitch that is just contentious and terrible, like just wretched. Like, it's just, there's no reason for her to be involved. And I feel for everybody who has ever supported Isis Brantley, because like I said, she's done a lot of really good work over the years. Like, this is not my first time hearing her name either. So to find out that you were so desperate for attention that you hired Rachel fucking Dolezal. Like,
desperate.
And then didn't even have the balls to say, bitch, I did it because I knew you bitches was gonna come see Rachel Dolezal and run up on her ass. Like, so what's really good, Rachel? You braiding her out here for real? Like, I knew y'all was gonna come buy tickets to ask Rachel Dolezal questions about what she does and why she did. Like, why not just come right out and say that instead of, oh, I just picked her because her styles were really cute on Instagram. Bitch, that's not true. That's not why you hired that bitch. You didn't hire her because her braids are just so amazing and you just ain't never seen nobody come up with the kind of design right. She did.
Like, that's not it. Right. Intelligence, you're exactly. On top of it.
Don't insult my intelligence on top of lying to me. Just be real with your shit. You hired that white bitch because you knew niggas was going to buy tickets to your event. You knew it was going to drum up controversy. You knew it was going to be all over the block. I mean, it happened last weekend. I'm not in Dallas. Maybe somebody who's in Dallas can let us know how it went. But I think it went on, and I think Rachel was there. She said Rachel's not a keynote or whatever. She was just there, like, it's basically a meet and greet type person. Which is, so if she's not, that, again, like I said... So that just further goes against your whole reasoning here. She's not doing a class. She's not showing, like, it's not no, like, cornrow 101 or, like, intro to Kinky Twist.
For us to talk about this.
All right. It is all a stunt to get us to talk about it. And wow. Really, as many celebrities pull stunts and shows and tricks and shenanigans, I'm not mad at it. Just don't. Piss on me and tell me it's raining. Absolutely. Don't tell me you hired this bitch because of her amazing talent. You hired her because she's a lying ass, white ass bitch. And you knew people was gonna buy tickets to see her. That's the only reason. So please just let it go with that.
Although my brain would have never been like, oh my goodness, I have this type of company. And if I say, hey, this person's gonna be here, people are gonna come. Like, I would think that people wouldn't come. If I asked Rachel Dolezal to be there, but...
No, I would think that... I would think most conscious or woke black people would not be in attendance there. But I think there are a lot who would go just for the Snapchat or just to say something crazy. Or people would go who feel like, well, I don't really care if she's lying about being black anyway, because as long as she's down for the cause and she's doing good work and whatever else, then it don't really matter. That's total. I'm so tired of that bullshit ass line of reason. Like, that is shit, girl. You can expect white people to be allies and take up the good fight and do the good work without lying about who the fuck they are. You can be an ally without trying to be us.
You would actually get more done as an ally who claims to be white since you white.
Right.
Than a white person trying to be black, because we've said a million times, they don't listen to us or care what we say.
Instead of using your privilege as a white woman to further the cause, you decided that being black was so cool, you just had to come be one of us and further the cause. When you could have done more by using your whiteness. And now I don't know what you do. I don't know if you just not allowed.
To open the den.
Is she even allowed in, like, in social justice spaces? Anybody even want her, sure, bitch? Yes. Like, girl.
If Donald Trump could go to that black ass church that he just did with Omarosa, I guess.
And another one. You niggas who hired Donald Trump to come to your church. I would have to stop going. I wouldn't go no more.
Oh, I would not go.
Hell
on,
no.
I would actually log on to Facebook just to put a status saying I'm currently on the hunt for a new church home. I will no longer be attending First Baptist House of Lies Montgomery because I just can't do it.
I saw some poll that said Donald Trump is at, like, you know how they poll the different races and what percentages. I think it's like 93% Clinton and then 7% other, and then Donald Trump is like NA. Like, there are like 15 black people nationwide voting for Donald Trump. It's not even enough to make up a half of a percentage point.
Studies show.
So yeah, you going on this nigger tour to this church talking about black people you have been discriminated against for so long, and I, Donald Trump, am the one to fix it. That's just the fact that y'all let that man into the Lord's space and into the pulpit for this. It just, I can't fathom.
I just want to know what kind of suit that they made for him that doesn't catch fire.
I hope the check cleared before y'all let him in, because Donald Trump is famous for hiring people and then not paying them. He does that to contractors and small businesses all the time. So I hope y'all at least got y'all money.
He had to have some sort of suit that just suppresses heat and flames. And maybe some
did you see him trying to keep rhythm? Oh, Lord.
Because the fact that he was in a church and didn't catch fire.
The fact that he was in a church.
Was surprising.
Donald Trump looked like he ain't been around Christians or rhythm in so long.
Did you see that picture of him where they was reading the Bible and they said, Donald looks so confused because it's a Bible and a book.
What?
Like, he was that confused because A, it's a Bible, and B, it's a book.
I fucking cannot.
He's never heard of either one of those things.
I'm just really disappointed in Isis Brantley. I mean, the church thing, no shade, not so much, because low-key I expect church people to be corrupt, but this is just a black woman who has done so much to take away the stigma of natural hair. Because it's not always been cute or trendy to wear your natural hair. Like, that's only been within the past 15, 16, maybe 20 years that people have been like, ooh, natural hair, la, 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 revolution. And it's been even harder for people who have kinkier textures to get that kind of acceptance. So for somebody who has done all this great work and, like, changing laws, nigga, like, not just out here changing people's minds, but changing actual laws that are in place, for you to turn around and hire Rachel Dolezal and then lie to us about it is just so shitty, bitch. It is. And I don't appreciate it. And that's my read this week.
All right.
So I'm done. Are you done?
I am.
All right. That wraps up the episode. Send your questions. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read. Check out our website, thisistheread.com.
We have a Tumblr?
You know, I'm sick of you, nigga. I'm sick of you. How many? I say it all the time. Yes, we have a Tumblr. And shout out to the person who runs the fan version of The Read on Tumblr.
Best of The Read?
Yeah, I think that's it. Best of The Read.
Best of The Read is hilarious. And actually, I was looking for a GIF the other day, and I think I just Googled it, and the very first one that came up was from that website.
That's crazy. Like,
look at Fate. I don't know. Kismet.
I think all this on our Tumblr is just episodes of our show, actually. I don't know what to do with it other than that. So, but there it is at This Is The Read. Do you have any announcements this week? Updates on your Bad Bitch tour?
You can join our PS4 community. You can get tickets to the Furious Thoughts live shows at kidfurylive.com. I think the DC is almost sold out. My manager told me a couple of days ago it's less than 100 tickets or something like that left. So thanks for always showing out to DC, and the other girls are pretty close behind, I heard. So
look at you.
Thanks a lot. And I will see you girls soon with jokes and things. Also, I don't think I have anything else.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something like groundbreaking. You sounded nervous.
No. Not yet.
Okay. On Tuesday, September 13th, I will be in Brooklyn at the Powerhouse Arena for the book launch of I'm Judging You by Lovey Ajayi. I believe the event is sold out, but if you have tickets or if you've already RSVP'd, I will see you there. Very, very excited. to see you guys and talk to Lovey about the book and everything else. So are we done? You got an acronym this week or?
Feel free to send nudes and love to Adore Delano and Trina.
Oh my God, and happy belated birthday, Beyonce.
And you know what?
That party, it looked so fun.
It was just like, how many people that aren't me went?
Kelly Rowland was like, born for that Donna Summer outfit. Born.
When are they writing the movie?
Just let it happen. Just
already, let's
Didn't
do
we
this.
Have this conversation with her? Just do it.
Let's just do this.
Look at her.
She knows it. Everyone knows it. It's just like,
I can't.
Word.
Gorgeous.
But yes, the party was super lit and it was super great. And happy Barb.
I think my invite maybe just got filtered to the junk folder, but it's okay. Next year.
You know, I feel like even if there was someone in the universe who was like, oh, let's invite Kefir and Crystal, or at least just me, that somebody smart was like, no.
No.
No, no.
If my name ever came up, they were like, you know, girl, not it. Start her off as something else. This is too intimate. Mm-hmm. But there was clearly like multiple birthday celebrations, and that one was the most public one. Because she was with her family at other places, like Solange snapped, like, this is just nobody but Miss Tina, Jules, Blue, Solange and her husband, and Jay-Z.
Maybe a cake. And
that's it. Beyonce be like, I got 8 niggas and that's it.
That is it. Day ones.
You can't be mad. You can't
I love
be mad.
It, obviously. But so, a Soul Train party, that was cute.
Happy 35th birthday, queen. You looked great. And you are just... We don't even
queen,
have to do it.
Pretty much. And, you know, just get your vocal rest. The girls will wait because what choice do they have?
Yeah. Although I'm seeing her in New Orleans in a couple weeks and I am pumped. Cannot wait.
All right.
Oh, okay. We're done. See y'all next week.
Bye.